old Chad, obviously, you know, kind of dual thing here today where you're coach, but you're also dad. So got to be proud of Sophie for getting back to state. But then you look at what you guys were able to do and fill out the girls team this year, and a lot of first year girls getting further than probably anybody could have expected first year program. And I know heartbreaker for Bryn to lose there in the consolation semifinals as a returning wrestler. But then you had Gracie, you know, same thing, got to consolation semifinals. Tough day for Amelia, you know, first loss in the first round wrestle backs. But, you know, and you had Violet got through. And so just tough losses, but at the same time, when you look at what these first year girls have done, and then obviously the experienced girls with Bryn and Sophie, got to be super happy with the direction of the girls' side of the program.
So excited for these girls. They've exceeded my expectations and everybody else's. I hoped they would get here, but I didn't know if they would, so I'm so proud of them. And being there for Sophie, it's been a blessing to be in the chair to watch her senior season. So very thankful.
Of course, you just kind of look at the camaraderie with the girls and the way they're there for each other and the way that they've cheered each other on. And being they've been those, not just teammates, but they've been those super cheerleaders for each other. You know, for you as a coach, how much does that mean to the success of each girl? Because they know, hey, I've got all these girls that have my back.
It makes me proud to see them on the mat cheering their teammates on. Fantastic. I love every minute of it.
Of course, obviously, you know, wrestling and Vandalia have been synonymous for so long now. And like I said, being able to get these girls now and kind of start getting them known. And, you know, obviously you come to a sectional like this and you know about the Edwardsvilles and some of them. So, you know, now for you guys to be kind of getting that same respect as the boys, you know, this close into when girls started, you know, for you as a coach, does that just kind of push your goals higher and higher for each year coming up?
Absolutely. I'm so proud of these kids, and I hope that this program doubles in size each year. It makes me happy. I'm glad that the girls are taking an interest to it. And I couldn't be more prouder of them.
Of course, you also, you know, when you look at this group of girls and you see what they're doing and knowing that there's those younger girls in the Vandalia Wrestling Club that they're watching, they're getting, you know, and they're getting in the junior high team now and everything. So, you know, what are you telling those girls that you have under you right now as far as those ones that are watching them and coming up, knowing that they're going to have a profound effect on those younger girls?
I've just told them, hey, be good role models because these kids are looking up to you. And Gracie's told me several times how kids come in the hallway and sit, tell her, hey, I want to wrestle next year. They see her having success, and Bryn, and some other ones. So that makes me very proud. So I just be a good role model, be a good person.
Of course, now a couple of weeks off, you know, you do have Sophie going to state. Now guys have to get ready. And like I asked her, you know everybody knows your name. You know you're a state champ already, so now you're going back. Girls are going to be gunning. So for you two, how do you prepare now going in, knowing that you have the 2 weeks, hopefully get her healed a little bit with the stitches above her eye, but get her healed and you have a little bit of break. You know, is this the perfect timing for that break, or are you guys kind of get a little antsy knowing you have to wait a couple of weeks?
No, I think it's a perfect timing, especially with her eye, get that thing healed up, and take a couple of days here, get your body back right, and just start training hard, get ready for state.